have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It is Tuesday. Eha, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. It's a mamma mia. It's a hola. Come on, tell me, boo. Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse. For those who want to overcome, are you a messenger of love or of hate? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just got to do what you got to do this morning, even if it's just going to the gym or going walking or making breakfast or whatever. You can podcast the show if you can't just sit and watch it, but you can still listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Amazing, huh? Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, glad to sad, if I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you take this anger from my soul and I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see, and I could lean on God so he could lean on me.
Forgive.
Righteous, perfect
peace. Amazing. Amazing. That is an amazing song. What the amazing. It's a spiritual battle, and it's so interesting. More than you will ever know. More than you will ever know. That's for sure. I have a question. Have you noticed that life, your life, is a battleground? Have you noticed that? It's a battleground in your own life. If you really, really, really pay attention, the whole world is like a school playground. The whole world. And everybody is trying to be tough. You throw something at me, I'm going to throw something back at you. Remember in school, if you liked a girl, you're in the fifth grade, maybe even older, and you liked a girl, and you would throw a little piece of paper at her or something, and she'll pick it up and throw it back at you. Or on through high school, somebody call your name or something, you throw another name at them. And everybody's trying to be tough. Try to be bad. Try to be tough. And I noticed that I'm paying attention. I'm like, wow, everybody's life is a battleground. And everybody is throwing things at each other. You throw something at me, I'm going to throw something back at you. And all day long, you're on a battlefield. And if you notice, nobody wins. That's what's so weird about it. There are no winners on the battlefield. There are only losers. Nobody wins. Think about the left, so-called right, and the left fighting. Who wins? Nobody. And then you go home and cry. You fight, and you fight. And then you go home and cry. And then you wake up the next morning ready for another battle. You spend your whole life in a battle. It never ends. You get married, another battle. You make friendships, another battle. You got to go to work, it's a battle to you. Life is a battle for you. And it doesn't have to be that way. But all of our life, though, ever since we were kids, we were told, you got to fight for yourself. You got to stand up for yourself. And you got to fight. And you spend a whole life fighting and never winning. Never winning. Because there's one battle after another. Even if it's in your own mind fighting with yourself. You still fight. You fight with others, and then you go home and fight with yourself. What a horrible way to live. And you never lay down your weapon. And you live a horrible, unhappy, miserable life because you're always at war with somebody for some reason. You always got a cause you got to fight for. And then the world constantly giving you causes to fight for. She's calling you a name. She did this to you, or he did that. Or he took that, or she took that from you. Have you noticed, really, have you paid attention to your life? Always fighting for something. I'm fighting for my reputation. Or I'm fighting because this may happen, or that may happen. Have you, and I was thinking about that girl that went over to from the TPUSA, I think, Turning Point USA, and she went out with the ICE. She had nobody going out there fighting with ICE. Why? Why did she put her life, Savannah Henderson, I mean, Hernandez. And she went out amongst the ICE protesters, according to the report. Why? To fight. She knew it was at risk, but that fight got to happen. I go out and fight, and nobody went. She didn't win, and they didn't win. The anti-ICE people did not win. And then all they do is take up another cause for another fight or go back and fight the same people over again. And what you don't know, because you won't get to know yourself, other than if you have to physically protect yourself, somebody come up to you and try to hurt you physically, there's no fight to have. There's no reason. Just think about it. If you really, 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 really think about all the fights you've been involved in. Did you get angry this morning already? Did you fight with someone this morning? Did you wake up this morning fighting with your wife or your husband? Did you wake up this morning fighting with yourself? Always a fight. It's always a battlefield. Fighting over race, black versus white. White versus the Jews, and the Jews versus the Alo Abba people. Everybody fighting. Fathers fighting the mother over the children. Children, the mother fighting over the children. Everybody got to fight. Aren't you tired of fighting? Can you imagine living a whole life without a fight? Without ever fighting with anyone for any reason? Can you imagine living that way? You're like, no, I can't imagine living that way. If I live that way, who will I be? What thrills will I get if I don't have somebody or something to fight for or fight with, including fighting with you, the empty chair in your mind? There's no reason to be fighting, folks. There's nothing to fight for. There are people who literally believe. Just think about that, though. Your life is a battlefield. All of your life, you've been told you got to protect yourself. You got to be tough. And you think not fighting is a weakness. You don't know that's a strength. You don't know when you lay your weapon down, the battle for you is over, and you can just live a smooth life without worry, without stress, without arguing, without jealousy, without envy, without thinking about the past or the future, without fighting anybody for any reason. Can you imagine living that way? You were created to live that way. You were not created to fight. You were not created to join all these causes from one to another to fight. And you spend a whole life fighting. There's never a reason to fight unless you're trying to protect yourself physically. Somebody's trying to hurt you. You fight, you know, you protect yourself. But life is a schoolyard battlefield. And if you look around or you watch the media, and then that's all everybody's doing is fighting. Think about it. They're fighting. They're disagreeing. They're trying to be tough. I'm tougher than you. I'm smarter than you, they say. I know what I'm talking about, and you don't, they say. You don't have to fight no more. You can leave the battlefield and never have to fight again. And this, I promise you, the moment you leave the battlefield, you win. And for the rest of your life, you can have a peaceful life. You were taught wrong that you need to be tough. Everybody trying to be tougher than the next one. Everybody trying to prove that they're tougher. Life is a battlefield, and it doesn't have to be. Truth says, and the truth says, lay your weapon down, and I'll fight your battle for you. You don't have to fight anymore. All you're doing is out there losing. Both sides lose. Neither side ever wins. But sometime in your mind, you say you did win, and you didn't. Because you still go home and cry at night. You're still lonely. You're still afraid. You still don't have peace. You don't have to fight anymore. Pay attention. You're not paying attention because you are on the battlefield in the illusion of your mind, your thoughts and feelings, or out there physically fighting with somebody for something. Isn't that amazing? What would happen if you stop trying to be tough? What would happen if you laid your weapon down and turned the ship around and bring the boys home? That's a song. Lay your weapon down. Turn the ships around. But really, just pay attention. You don't pay attention because you're so lost in your own fight. Free the Pain from 1971. Bring the boys home. Fathers are pleading. Lovers are all alone. Mother are praying. Bring the sons back home. Amazing. You don't have to fight. Get off the battlefield. Fighting ICE and ICE fighting you. Fighting with your in-laws fighting you. Fighting on the basketball court. Poor, what's that lady, what's that white lady name? She played basketball really good.
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark. Poor Caitlin. Where is Caitlin now? She fought a battle, and they were fighting her because she was the best. And now, you know, here's the thing about her. She gave in. And now I wonder how happy she is giving in. Rather than not fighting at all, not responding to the enemy, just relax. What will happen if you stop fighting with anyone about anything for any reason? Well, you were created to do that. But you need love. The people who fight are lost and angry and on an ego trip, prideful, thinking that they are better than someone else, so they got to fight because they are better. Reacting and responding. Reacting and responding all the time. And then you go home and cry. You still cry at the end of the day when there's no one around to fight with. Now you're by yourself and you fight with evil. What a sad way to live. It really is. You don't have to live that way. There's nothing to... If you really, 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 really paid attention, you're not going to pay attention until you get to know yourself. But if you really, really allow your eyes to be opened from within and see what's going on, you see with your physical eyes out there, but you're seeing an illusion. You're seeing a battle. You are seeing a reason to fight. You've been lied to. But if you really, really, really paid attention, you will see there's nothing to fight for. And you will leave the battlefield. You will leave the playground and stop throwing rocks because they throw them at you. Or they throw them at someone else and you feel like you got to get in the battlefield. Have you ever thought to yourself, what would it be like if I just didn't fight no more? I don't want to fight no more. Too much talking, baby. Let's sleep on it tonight. I don't want to fight no more. Amazing. Why do you still fight? You can get old and still be fighting. You fight when you're young, and then you fight when you're next after the young part, and you fight as an old person, and you die. And you still never did win the battle. The real fight, that was Tina Turner. I don't want to fight no more. Too much fighting, baby. Why fight? Why not be free? You will see there's nothing to fight for. Too much talking, baby. It's amazing. If you really, really see there's nothing to fight for, but you've been taught you got to be tough. You got to protect yourself. You got to fight, and you got to join a cause. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of causes out there around the world that you should be involved in, they tell you. And both sides just fight. No one never wins. I remember the whole abortion thing. Two sides are fighting to stop abortion, and abortion got worse. And the side that's trying to fight against abortion lost. And the people fighting for abortion lost. Nobody wins. In the same way when you fight with your imagination and the emotion, you lose. You don't win. It's only when you stop fighting with the imagination, when you stop fighting with the thoughts and the feelings, then you win. Have you ever thought that life was created to just live and not to fight? Lay down your weapons at the spirit of truth. Who will fight for you? Who is tougher? Have you ever thought about this? Of all the who's in the world, who is the toughest person in the world, and above and in? The spirit of truth. There's no one tougher than the spirit of truth. But the spirit of truth is the last person that you trust. You trust the lie of the imagination before you trust the spirit of truth. Oh, you go to church and you wave about and you pray about it. You sing, you cry, you lift up holy hands and praise the Lord. And you don't even trust it at all. Before you get out of the church house, whether it's the synagogue or the Allah Wabah church, the Muslim churches, or the Mormon churches, or the Baptist churches, or the Jehovah Witness churches, or the Orthodox churches, whatever the church, before you get out of there, you're fighting. Even if you're not saying it out loud, you're judging in your head somebody in that service. You're fighting. And you're reacting. And you're overreacting. And you never have a wait and see. You don't trust the spirit of truth at all. You sing about God or Jehovah, whatever you call him, Jehovah or whatever, the Messiah. You sing about him. You talk about him. That's all they're worth. Just words with no meaning, no trust. Know anything, and then you fight. Never winning. because you won't lay your weapons down. Do you know that Donald Trump, I guess Donald Trump, it's been reported, the Great White Hope put up a poster with a Jesus outfit on, and the world fought. They reacted to it. They called him blaspheme. They called him everything. They got mad because one man took a picture, put it on the website of him wearing a Jesus outfit, and they called that blaspheme. Do you think that God or his son Jesus or the Holy Spirit took one iota of a, like, oh, God, you're blaspheming me? Do you think that they took 1 second to think about that? But you fought, you got mad, and you overreacted, and you called it blaspheme. And in your mind, because you love to fight, you want to be tough. You think you're fighting for Jesus. You just can't let people do that. That's blaspheming Jesus or God. And you literally, in your own mind, think that you're fighting for God, for Jesus. Can you get any dumber than that? What, you have more power than God? Oh, I can't hear you. You have more power than God, so God is so weak, he needs you to fight somebody because they put a robe on that Jesus looked like what Jesus wore. And you're fighting for that. You blaspheme. You're the blaspheme, you hate your neighbor. You're the blaspheme, you hate your enemy. You hate your friend. You hate your husband, you hate your wife, you hate your children, you hate everybody. But you call a picture with a robe on blaspheme. And you get people got emotional about that. It's just a picture on the wall. And in your mind, you think there's something to fight for because you're tough, so you fight for Jesus. You're not stronger than Jesus. You're not stronger than God. If God was upset about that, he would have taken care of it. Don't worry. He can fight the devil. You can't. And then you felt better. You felt much better because you didn't put that robe on. You fought for Jesus. Think about that. You think there is something to fight for. You literally think that because somebody put Jesus on a cross upside down, or they wear a robe or they do something, that you're fighting for that. And you just feel good in your own mind because you feel a false sense of righteousness. You're fighting for Jesus. You're offended. The judge is offended. Think about that. The judge, judging the other people, you offended because somebody else did something. And you call yourself righteous. You're better than the person that put on the robe or took a picture of Jesus upside down. It's just a picture. When will you become spiritual and lay your weapon down and stop just being so churchy and judgmental and lost? When will you dry your tears away and cry no more? I don't want to cry no more. It's too much talking, baby. You can be free. Leave the battlefield. There's nothing to fight for. It is an illusion. When I come back, I'm going to show you a couple of illusions. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse, and so I want to thank you so much, and ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. Number one, the Women's Forum is this Thursday night. It's the third Thursday of the month. And the ladies are on fire. And that's the truth. They are learning to lay their weapons down. They are starting to realize there's nothing to fight for. Men fighting women, women fighting men, and everything. Husband fighting wives, wives fighting husbands. Stay with me, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Let her go, let him go. There's nothing to fight for. You don't need to be fighting for Jesus. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of in my life. God got it. The truth got it. But anyway, Ladies Forum this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Don't forget to like these videos. The Hake Report is coming up at 9, from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Check out our merch. We have a sale going on. 30% off all through April 2026. 30% off on all merch, except the books and Punchy's Coffee. Punchy's Coffee is too good to be having 30% off. But it's so good. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. RebuildingDemand.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop and put in, use the code JLP30 at the checkout there. JLP30. Don't miss it. Hey, do you see the point of no reason to fight anymore? There's nothing to fight for?
Yep.
Do you really see it?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
All my life,
I've had to fight.
We've been told we got to fight. Fight. Fight, fight, fight. And you fight, and you never win. There are people who are thinking that all thoughts are all lies, folks, all the time about anything. You think you're fighting for Jesus? Think about that. You think you're fighting for the God who created you? And God wants you to fight for him? He said to just be the light, be love. And the light will fight. The light will fight for you, not the darkness. The darkness fight against you. And when you're fighting with yourself and others, the darkness is fighting you. You are not the light. They were upset over a picture. And they call it blaspheme. You blaspheming. Judging. The blasphemer is the one that judged themselves and others. You got it all backwards. BBC. Faced with growing backlash, U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have removed a controversial truth social post depicting himself as Jesus. as a Jesus-like figure. This is from MS Now and BBC. Here's what the president had to say about the image, the picture. Watch this from Fox News.
Yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depicted. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better, and I do make people better. I make people a lot better. As an example, the 11,000, I understand your husband's going through treatment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's going through some very serious cancer treatment, so
yes, sir.
This goes a long way.
Yes, sir, it sure does.
Yeah. I rest my case. The great White Hope never said he was Jesus. That was in your mind. He didn't say it. He thought it was a doctor, because that's what he does. Greater work shall you do than what I'm doing, said the Christ. Don't worship me. It's not me. It's the Father in me doing the work, said the Christ. And you shall do even greater works. But no, you worship the Christ. You made the Christ your God. Isn't that amazing? And then you say, blaspheme. Then they call Jesus that too? Yep. Blaspheme. He said he's the Son of God. Blaspheme. Judging. Who is the blaspheme? The one with the anger or the one with the love? My producer said, doctors wear a robe. And so now you can only be a doctor if you have on a robe. Oh, he has a question mark behind it. He said, doctor, wear a robe, and put a question mark, to be fair to Derek. But amazing, huh? You think just because a person has on a robe, they're a doctor. Drug dealers wear robes. What does insidious mean?
You mean incredulous?
Incredulous mean.
Suspicious. I think your producer is still suspicious of Trump's intentions.
But that's all in your mind. That's what you're thinking. Thoughts, those thoughts are in you. And let's say that the president put that robe on and said he was Jesus. And if he want to think that about himself, let him think what he want. What does it have to do with you? You're not protecting Jesus. Jesus and God don't need your protection. They are greater than you. They have power. At least God is. He has the power. He can protect himself. You little weak vessel on earth thinking you're protecting God. Think about that. Think about your reaction, those who reacted to that. The man said he's a doctor, and he is a doctor in a way. He's making America great again. Prescriptions are cheaper, everything. And greater work shall you do than what he's doing. But you don't believe that because you won't lay your weapon down. You're fighting with somebody for some cause, for some reason, in your own mind. Those thoughts are in you. Those thoughts are lying to you, and they're in you. That emotion's in you. It's not out there. It's in you. Your anger is in you. And you think it's out there. You think the man, Lord, he's back blaspheming. Blaspheming. What do you call it? Blaspheming. That's in your mind. The man like, no. And then it was Trump face there, not even Jesus face, whatever his face looked like. I don't know if anybody really knows what Jesus looked like. But it was tough for you, but you saw Jesus. Think about that. Really think about that. You looked at that picture, and you saw Jesus. And you're like, oh, my God, he's blaspheming. And Jesus wasn't even in the picture. He was in your mind, or the idea you have about him was in your mind. You didn't even see this with Donald Trump with a robe on. You saw Jesus. Oh, God. Why don't you lay down? You don't have to be tough. You were taught wrong. You were created to live and be the light of the world, salt of the earth. You were not created to fight. And Lord, one more, the Pope. What's wrong with the Pope? And you worship a Pope. Think about that. You worship a Pope. Some people even worship a saint. Just because the man or the woman call himself a saint or call someone else a saint, you believe it and now you're worshiping the saints or the pastor or the rich person or the president or the vice president or somebody. You're worshiping them and you get mad at them when they don't do it your way because you think your way is the right way and the only way. Why not lay your weapon down? The great white hope, Donald Trump said, he ain't apologizing to no Pope Leo. The Pope is not supposed to be anyway, or political, I'm told. Why do you even need a Pope? There's only one God, and he's with you. He's in you. The kingdom of heaven is within. And why are you praying to a saint? You're not supposed to be praying to somebody called a saint. They ain't just calling that person that. You pray to the Father, and the Father will answer your prayers. And the Father did not tell you to pray to some saint. Just because somebody called them saint, you think they're a saint. And then you pray to them, they say, pray to the saint. Pray to Mother Mary. Pray to the Pope. And you do it. And you're convinced in your own mind that your prayers are being answered to a saint. Think about that one. Did Jesus ever pray to a saint? Did he ever go up and see what a saint will is for him today? Or did he seek the Father's will? And he truly would have known to pray to a saint. You're lost and don't even know it. You're tough. The president said he apologized to no Pope, and I don't blame him. The Pope needs to sit down. Foster friend, remember how the Pope and the president had a little thing going on there about, I guess, Iran? I think about Iran. Somebody telling me, God received worship alone, but you can pray to Mary and the saint. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But people believe that. God received worship alone. What you praying to Mary for? What Mary going to do? Mary needs God just as you need God. The saint need God. Just as, why you? The saint ain't going to give you nothing. And the Holy Spirit will intercede on your behalf. God just say, Christ just say, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, but you can pray to the saint. He said the Holy Spirit will intercede for you. He didn't say the saint or Mary would. But you believe a lie, and once you believe a lie, that's it. And now you get mad. But anyway, Foster friend, President Trump said he would not apologize to Pope Leo after blasting the pontiff as very liberal and accusing him of catering to the left. Watch this from Fox and Friends.
Now says you owe Pope Leo an apology. Do you apologize?
No, I don't, because Pope Leo said things that are wrong. He was very much against what I'm doing with regard to Iran, and you cannot have a nuclear Iran. Pope Leo would not be happy with the end result. You have hundreds of millions of people dead, and it's not going to happen. I think he's very weak on crime and other things, so I'm not. I mean, he went public. I'm just responding to Pope Leo.
Amazing. Thank you, Mr. President. You got to love the president. The Great White Hope is amazing. You better be saying thank you, Mr. President. I really want you, what would happen, and then I take some call. What would happen if you only had one God and one God alone? What would happen to your life if there were no other gods in your life? But only one. What would happen to you? Why are you afraid to only have one God? Why do you have to find somebody or something else to worship or to believe in? Why? There's only one God. Only one. And everything else and everyone else is an illusion. Those are fake gods. They're not real. Everybody and everything else is an illusion. They're not God, but you believe these people, or you've been convinced somehow or another you need to worship other things, other than you need to pray to anybody but God. Why don't you stop being tough and just live? Stop fighting. There's nothing to fight for. Really, there is literally nothing to fight for. It's been done, it's finished, and the kingdom of heaven is inside of us. Look, don't look over yonder. Don't look over there. Don't look to some stupid saint or some dumb Mary or anyone. Look to the Father. It's within. Anthony is out of New Jersey. Anthony, you are on the air.
Hey, Brother Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
My question and also my comment is I'm in 100% agreement. I can relate that, you know, my life has been a lot of fighting just to achieve and to accomplish certain things in my life. And it's kind of been like a constant, you know, battle. But when I came to Christ in 1998, the battle went from natural to a spiritual. So I agree with you, but the only thing I ask, can you clarify through context and scripture? 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith, Paul says. So there is a fight, and it's a spiritual fight. I want you to clarify that. And also Paul says, when he finished his race, he says, I fought the good fight of faith, and I finished the race. I've kept the faith. So there's like, you know, Ephesians chapter 6 talks about spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, putting on the full armor of God, on the sword, all these different things. Now, I know you can get consumed in this as well and be off track, but I think, how do you, in context, live the way you're saying? Because I want to live that way, Brother Jesse. I don't want to battle on everything in my life. But how do we, in context, the spiritual battle, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, through Christ and through the weapons he's given us, prayer, fasting, and those type of things. So I just wanted to ask, can you clarify that regarding don't ever fight again, but are we commanded by Paul in the New Testament to fight the good fight of faith? And I just wanted to ask for your clarification regarding that.
Who are you going to listen to, Paul or Christ?
Well, Christ exactly supersedes everyone, correct.
Well, Christ said there's nothing to fight for. It is finished. The devil has been defeated, and all you have to do is be one with the truth, one with God. There's nothing to fight for. So do what you want, but I suggest you listen to Christ and not to Paul.
But doesn't the scripture say all scripture is God-breathed and those books, Holy Spirit giving, and and should be listened to by the believers in Christ, or should we always go back to Jesus when we feel like something is off regarding New Testament epistles?
Did Paul say all scriptures is God-breathed?
Yes.
They are inside of you. You stay present, and you will live them. Everything you're looking for, the Word is made flesh, is already in you. And the books just point you back to that, even though you can't talk to books anymore. They've been changed over the years. But the Word of God is inside of you. If you stay present, you will stay with Him instead of going into your imagination.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you with that. But I guess what you're saying with the way Paul described his spiritual battle and fight, we're not to listen to that, is what you're saying pretty much?
You listen to the Spirit of Christ, then you would not have to listen to anyone else, even though you hear other people speaking, but it'll be in one ear and out the other one.
Well, you know, I want to live that way, brother, but I haven't.
Why don't you stay present then?
Amen. Okay. I will try, brother.
No, that was a question.
Why don't I say, I guess, can you define what that means?
Stay out of the illusion of your mind and just stay present. Don't be into what's going to happen, what has happened tomorrow or yesterday, or worried about this or fighting with that and want this. Why not just stay present and live your life?
Okay, and I think that's a purposeful action and exercise to do that, right?
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, I want to, yeah.
Why you have not been doing it?
I think I have at times, but maybe not continuously, purposefully.
Why do you think you have at times?
Because it's beautiful, you know?
But then if that's beautiful and you see that for yourself, why don't you stay with it? Why you keep going back into Paul and all that? Other stuff.
I don't know that. I can't answer that.
Okay. Well, I suggest do what you want. It is finished. Christ is with you, in you, and above. God is in you and above. And you'll be fine if you just stay present and live your life. And when you read the Bible or stuff, there's nothing wrong with reading Paul and all those other guys, but they were only human too. And they, you know, they got what they have and read it, but don't hold on to it. Don't learn it and just quote it. And then thinking that you're trying to live up to something. There's nothing to live up to. It's done. It's finished. Stay present. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I didn't know about that.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Have you forgiven your mama?
I have.
You went to her?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do the silent prayer, all right?
Okay, thank you, Brother Jesse.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news, when I come back. Your phone calls and super chats. 2 more hours to go. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. We'll be right back.
Watch out, there's a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world, and you could get caught up in it. But one thing you don't have to watch out for is that tap water filled with fluoride. It's fine. According to Ground News, fluoride in drinking water has no effect on IQ or brain function, per a long-term study. Of course, info may be false, all right? So take everything that you hear with a grain of salt, including the fluoride conspiracy theories and the fluoride establishment news. And Tylenol in pregnancy is not linked with autism, according to a Danish study. So who are you going to believe, Trump and RFK Jr., Maha, Make America Healthy Again, or the Danish? Where's Denmark now? It's in the trash. So, but I'm not taking sides. And a Texas attorney general is probing Lululemon over potential forever chemicals in their activewear. But don't you want your stuff to last forever? Anyway, they're the people who make tights. Mess. And drama. Marjorie Taylor Greene. I call her Marjorie Taylor Traitor Green, that is, or Brown. On Trump's Jesus post, she went on CNN, talked to that mannish-looking, mildly attractive Caitlin Collins. She went on the most satanic outlet around and called it blasphemy, saying she was very offended at Trump's Jesus post. That's terrible. You know what else is terrible? This is hate news, not fake news. It's the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. That's not bad. But and there is one line open. That's not bad either. You can call in right now to get on hold to get on air with JLP in the second or third hour coming up here on Country and Western Tuesday, the 14th of April, AD 2026. But what is terrible is, according to Ground News, Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez, no relation to the American anchor baby necessarily that I know of Texas, says he will retire. He's going to resign or retire. Retire, probably. After admitting to having an affair with a staffer. Is that a reason to retire? I don't know. But another Republican bites the dust. And a Democrat, too, because Eric Swalwell, is resigning. Resigning, not just retiring at the end of his term, but resigning before term, like Marjorie Greene did. Marjorie Brown. Because green turns brown when it's rotten. But anyway, Swalwell, shout out, she's still the queen. Queen of hell. But anyway, Swalwell is resigning from the U.S. House after his so-called sexual misconduct allegations. Mess. They're trying to accuse him of the R word, ape ray, and other things. Maybe he hired like an illegal or somebody who wasn't supposed to be here for a nanny. Does that mean he has a wife and kid too? I don't know. What's the purpose of a nanny? A judge has dismissed Trump's defamation suit against the Wall Street Journal, that rhino outlet, WSJ, over that Epstein birthday letter, right? That birthday letter thing where they pretend like Trump drew some picture, sort of a woman motif. Anyway, the husband of a woman missing in the Bahamas, he's been released from police custody. Monday, Bahamian, however you say that word, authorities faced a 7:20 deadline, p.m. deadline, to charge or release 59-year-old Brian Hooker, H-O-O-K-E-R, in connection with his wife Lynette's disappearance after she allegedly fell overboard near Elbow Cay back April 4th. He claims that she fell over their 8-foot dinghy amid winds around 20 miles an hour near Elbow Cay, forcing him to paddle 4 miles to Marsh Harbor Boatyards before notifying police. What? Crazy. But they don't know. He denies any wrongdoing. And I guess innocent unless proven guilty is the word. And the DOJ fired at least 4 prosecutors involved in FACE Act cases during the Biden administration. Weaponization report, biased prosecutions against pro-life, anti-abortion protesters. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
glad to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Excuse me. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, are you a messenger of love or of hate? Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Amazing question. Know thyself. You'll be surprised what you'll find. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can't sit and watch. You would love to, but you got to go and do what you got to do. Then you can podcast the show and still listen to it on your phone while you're doing whatever it is you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What
the?
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing.
Why don't you stop trying to be tough, lay your weapon down, and leave the battlefield, and live your life? Why? Are you going to spend your whole life crying at night, worrying, fighting somebody over something, taking on a cause? Arguing, jealous, revengeful. Are you going to spend your whole life like that? Trying to gain this and trying to gain that. Thinking that you're being ambitious. Trying to accomplish something. Why don't you just live your life, let it happen naturally, and be at rest? Are you going to spend your whole life trying to be something and never becoming anything? Have you noticed the more you try to be something, the more nothing you become? You become nothing because it never gets to the something that you're trying to be. Every time you think you're getting to the something that you're trying to be, you find out You're nothing. And then you cry. Well, I worked hard. I got married. I had children. I earned $1 million or more. I got the big house. I had the right kind of friends. I had the right job. And yet, I'm the right politician. I support the right politicians. I support this cause and that cause and this cause and that cause. I got upset over a picture with Jesus. And yet, I'm lost. I still cry at night. I'm still afraid. I'm still nothing. What the? Why don't you lay your weapon down and see what happened? What's wrong with seeing what happened if you leave the battlefield? What's wrong with it? NBC News is reporting. Talk about the insane asylum inside of you. Every human being, until they start to overcome, men and women, live in the insane asylum. You're living in it. And then what's in there, in you, you put it out there on the world. You blame somebody else. NBC News, and this is like an amazing example, according to this story, and allegedly, NBC News in Fairfield, California, chilling new ring camera footage showed the moment a man demanded to enter a private resident. Watch this from NBC News. This is amazing.
Chilling new ring camera footage shows the moment a man dressed in black demands to enter a private residence in Fairfield, California.
Open the door. No.
In the video, the man, later identified by police as 30-year-old Jason Nichols, asks about the homeowner's daughter.
Where's your daughter, man?
What are you talking about?
While claiming to be Harry Dresden, a popular urban fantasy character. You then hear the homeowner, who was away at the time, repeatedly tell Nichols to leave.
Can you leave my house, please?
Can you open the door, please?
You have nothing to do with my house. Can you leave my house?
Triggering this terrifying reaction.
That's amazing. I can hear you now. I would never do that. That's crazy. I would never do that. But you are. You judge. You get angry. You become emotional. Same thing. The same asylum that's in this man that's been accused of doing it, it's in you too. You have fear. You have jealousy. You have envy and strife. It's the same insane asylum inside of you until you overcome, and you can. But you got to want to. You got to leave the battlefield. According to this guy, I think he's some character that he's playing. And so are you in your mind. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And so are your emotions. If you didn't have the thoughts, you wouldn't have the emotions. If you didn't have that, you would leave the battlefield. And you realize there's nothing to fight for. The homeowner arrived home armed with a shiver, leading to a physical altercation between the two men. Watch this.
According to a police statement, a woman and child were home when Nichols entered through a separate sliding glass door before the homeowner finally arrives at the residence armed with a shovel.
I don't know who you are.
According to the statement, the altercation turned physical with both sustaining head injuries. It's unclear if Nichols had any connection to the homeowner or his family.
Fairfield Police Department.
Minutes later, police arrest Nichols, now charged with four felony counts, including threatening a crime with intent to terrorize. It's unclear if Nichols has legal representation. Aaron McLaughlin, NBC News.
Amazing, huh? Is it you too? You're believing a reaction to an empty chair. You think those thoughts and emotions are your own, and they're not. You're on a battlefield out there fighting with other people with a cause, or fighting within yourself for no cause. You try to be tough. You were trained to be tough. You have something to protect, when in reality, you have nothing except your physical self. And someone trying to attack you, if this is true, this guy had a Chevron. Is this ever a cause for the Second Amendment? If ever he needed the Second Amendment, according to this story, he needed that instead of a Chevron. You let them convince you to lay down your Second Amendment for a cause. According to Google AI, while the Fairfield Police Department has not officially confirmed a single motive, observers and preliminary reports suggested Jason Thomas Nicholas was experiencing a mental health episode or psychotic break. You think? Everyone who believes thoughts are having a psychotic break, a psychotic episode. You're insane. That's why you won't leave the battlefield. That's why you think you need to fight, fight, fight. You've been lied to from your parents, your teachers, your whomever, and you've been lied to in your imagination. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Justin?
All is well, Josh.
All right. I was calling to answer that biblical question, sir.
Are you a messenger of love or of hate?
A messenger of hate.
And why do you say hate?
I just see this big pride in me, and I know it was put in me. I don't really have control over it. And I learned a lot from Mimi at church, you know, like trying to, it seems like we got the same issue of being very willful and prideful. And so, yeah, it's like watching is all you can do. And I've tried hard to force myself to, or try to fight it, like you were saying. Like the Tina Turner song, you know, fighting it doesn't.
I don't want to fight no more. Too much talking, baby. Let's sleep on it tonight. I don't want to fight no more. Amazing.
Yeah, my dad used to listen to that song all the time, man. And
you.
Fighting is, we were raised to, something about college educated black people seem like Danielle and Mimi and me and Derek, you know, we're raised to be very ambitious and willful and fight, you know, so.
Everybody was told to be tough. You got to fight for yourself. You better stand up. And now they spend a lifetime fighting for no cause. But in their mind, they think they have an important cause to fight for. There's nothing important to fight for at all. Zero.
Amazing. Right. Yeah. And when you say work on yourself, that really, like, or, you know, the theme this year was to endure and get to the 50th floor. You know, it really, I like really feel like I'm in the below the basement. You know, Mimi thinks she's in the basement, but I see that's just that judgmental, that's that pride that lies to us real hard. So that,
Why don't you just lay it down? Why not lay your weapon down?
Yeah.
Why not lay your weapon down?
I do that for a while.
What?
You know, it seemed like I'm just kind of addicted to the thrills. That's what pulls me back into it, but I'm working on it. But I'm, you know, it's like, all right. You know, I don't know that I got control over it, you know?
You don't.
Yeah,
I
don't.
You're never going to have control over it.
Right.
There's only one who can control it, and that's the spirit of truth. But you won't let the spirit of truth do it for you. You keep trying to do it for yourself.
And it does that. It tricks me into doing that by way of thrills, by wanting to feel something instead of like feeling nothing. Yeah. It's no stimulation at all.
Amazing.
So that's what, yeah, that's what it's
saying. And you're going to keep falling for it?
No, I'm not. I'm going to get it, man.
Amazing. I'm falling for you, baby. Falling. You got to stop falling.
Yeah, music.
What?
Yeah, music is a big part of my, it's a lot of thoughts in my head. It's a lot of music in my head. That's a big part of Black culture. And
why don't you just relax and let the music come and go?
And just let it play. It just plays in my head constantly.
And
so,
just let it pass.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Just let it pass, yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Josh, for responding to the biblical question. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Okay, will do. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Stetson out of Washington State. Stetson, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Again, and thanks for the fellowship on Sunday. It's great. I learn a lot about myself and how I need to have more understanding. It's something that you mentioned a while back that hit me differently, as you said, the Jews didn't kill Jesus, and that's the dumbest thing that you ever heard.
And Jesus is not dead. He is alive.
When you said that, there was a voice that was inside of my head that sounded exactly like me, that as soon as you said that, it said, "You're the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Jesse." And it went down this rabbit hole of you being a Mossad agent and all of this stuff and protecting Israel and all of this stuff. And it took a little bit. And then once I realized I was in that thought, I came out and I was like, where did that come from? And I had to search myself, because that's what I was taught in church at a young age, was that the Jews killed Jesus. And then like learning about that, and then going through high school, understanding the whole Jew thing, and then learning about Hitler. And it's like, this is interesting. And then later on in my adult life, going back to church, and then they were saying that we killed Jesus, that we're responsible for Jesus' death because of our sins. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I wasn't there when Jesus was being crucified,
I killed Jesus.
Yeah. And then I was just like, I thought the Jews killed Jesus, and now I'm responsible for Jesus, and I'm a part of church and understanding. And I was like, okay, this is what I've been taught. And then when you say that, and I look up to you as the shaman of whatever's going on now within the Christianity. And I'm like, okay, something is wrong here. So then I searched the Bible, and then I was like, okay, well, there isn't a specific word that the Jews killed Jesus. Like the Jews, they persecuted Jesus. Like, okay. And then I watched the the Passion. I haven't seen that in a while. And I was like, okay, this is where I'm going to get Jesse. And then I was like, okay, the Jews didn't kill Jesus. It was the Romans. I was like, okay, well, that's who it was. I'm like, well, I don't want the Romans to kill Jesus because I like the Romans. And then I was like, well, dang it. Well, but they're the ones that actually did it. So Jesse's right. The Jews did not kill Jesus. And then all of a sudden I see the sin or evil walking around in that scene. And I was like, oh, that's who it was. It was Satan. He killed Jesus. And I was just looking for somebody or something to blame that killed Jesus. And it was like the deeper that I searched, the further I got from it. And then I came back to the Bible. And in John, it says, where Jesus says, the reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. Yes. I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. So it was Jesus. He put himself up on the cross. We didn't kill him. Sin didn't. The Jews didn't. He laid his life down by the Father. And that is the only understanding that I'm at right now, is the Jews didn't do it. I didn't do it. Nobody did it. The Romans didn't. Jesus laid down his life on his own accord.
Absolutely.
And that's where I'm at with it. It's just that whole realization of it. And it's taken a bit because I'm 38 and that's what I've been taught since I was 5. So hearing it and the voice in my head, it sounded exactly like me, and how it immediately responded negatively to your comment, and how it just went. And then when I caught that thought, that whole conversation, I was like, where is this coming from? And that's why I had to sit on it for a while and stew on it. I was like, okay, this is my understanding now. And just what do you think about that?
I say I'm glad to hear for your sake that you're understanding that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And the more you see that and relax in it, eventually all thoughts, psychological, emotional thoughts will disappear and you'll be free. Right on. You stay with it.
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. It's just like it's keeping present. And when I sometimes when I think about those my old Bible thumping days, I laugh at the things I did in church.
Yeah.
Because I was told to do these, and if you don't do this, you're gonna go to hell and you're not righteous. So I was the Bible thumper, self-righteous person. I was like, and now all of a sudden being older, I'm like, oh my God, I was bought totally into that. And I felt like they're just wizards and witches. And I was spell casted. And I was like, okay, just calm down. You're fine. Now that you know and you have understanding, just laugh at that previous life, but don't die.
Right.
Don't get upset with yourself about it.
Absolutely. And all religion
oh, yes.
is insane. All religions are insane.
Really. That's what I'm noticing that more.
I don't care what religion. It's insane. It has nothing to do with God. This is all deceiving and is evil.
Yes. And one of the last things that I'll bring up is I've been watching these documentaries and doing this research about Jesus and everything. And one of the funniest things I've learned about him is he could barely read, and he more than likely could not write. And that was Jesus, because of where he was at in society and everything. So the Bible, Jesus at the time could not actually write this because he didn't have the understanding of or how to write that. And I was like, okay, this is hilarious now, because I've been worshiping this Bible like it's the written hand of God, and I come to find out dude, Jesus could barely write, and he could barely
rest my case.
I was like, okay, I'm sorry, my mistake. I understand now.
Well, you stay with it.
I'll get off my high horse.
Just stay with it. It'll become clearer and clearer and clear. You said that when I said that Jesus is not dead, you thought I was being paid by whom?
Mossad? You're an agent of Mossad.
What's Mossad?
And they're like the FBI, secret force for Israel. And I was just going down this rabbit hole, you wanting to protect Israel and not hate on the Jews. And you were working in coordination with them so you could stay on air and not have any negativity towards the Jews. And
so how do I get in touch with the Messiah? Are they paying?
They're listening to us right now. So that,
well, Messiah, that, if y'all want to donate money to me to tell the truth, I will.
Yes.
Go to
exactly.
rebuildingtheman.com/donate.
They've got so much money, they can help you out.
Right on.
So, thank you for your teachings, Jesse, and keep it up. Like, it's a learning process, and we're all the fellowship and learning from each other. It's great, because I can relate to so many people. I'm like, dude, I am there, or I was there. You're going to make it. You're fine. It's hard, but you know, it's funny when you get through certain aspects. You're like, wow, that's kind of funny.
It sure is. Wow, what was I thinking? I can't believe I did that. Or I can't believe this happened. I thought that on this. It's like, it become funny. You laugh at yourself for how blind you were.
Oh, man. Oh, true. All true.
Well, you stay with
Thank
it,
Thank you,
man.
Jesse. Yes.
And
take it easy.
And if you see the Messiah, tell them that they can definitely help us out if they want.
I will. I'll let them know.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Nicole is out of Georgia. Did y'all hear about Baby Jessica? What the? I'll give you that in a minute. What the? Nicole, you are on the air.
Hey, Punchy.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
All is well.
I had a question, like, in regards of the order of God.
Okay.
If you, Satan, and myself was in the room, who would be the highest in the room?
God.
You.
Oh, if you and I was in the room?
You, I, and Satan.
What do you mean by who would be the highest?
It's just like, if we was in your office, who would be the highest in the room?
I don't know what you mean by the highest.
You would be, Jesse. You are the man.
Know, what do you mean by the highest, though?
In that scenario. Because.
Oh, so are you saying the God in Christ, Christ in man over woman?
Of course,
right.
Jesse.
Absolutely.
You would be right.
Right.
Okay, right. Okay, I just want to call and let you know that because of your message, I was able to forgive my father before he died. He died in March 5th.
Uh-huh.
And I hated him so bad because he didn't protect me. But, you know, before he passed, I was able to let him go. And I knew that I was wrong because I made him my God. And I see that I was wrong for doing that.
And so you went to him and forgave him before he expired?
Yes.
Right on. What did he say when you went to him?
He said he understand.
Right on.
He understood.
Well, may his soul rest in people. Absolutely, Nicole. That's amazing.
And, I just want to say thank you for that. That was a big thing for me to do before he passed.
And you forgiven your mother as well?
Yes, she has passed on, but yes, I understand that she was wrong too, and she did the best she could.
Yeah. Are you doing the silent prayer now?
Every day, every night.
Nicole, you just stay with that now, and you'll be fine. Just stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing at all times. Keep your mind where you are. And I promise you, you haven't seen anything yet, all right?
All right. Love you.
I love you, too. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Back in a moment. Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Amazing! Announcement. Number one. I do cameos for you. Shout outs. Shout out, personal shout outs. And they are amazing. Everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. They love the cameos. Birthday shout outs, weddings, congratulations. Whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And if you need counseling, we do counseling, family and individual counseling by phone or walk-ins. Or in person, not walk-in, because you'd be walking in here without appointment. Walk-ins, and it's not by, it's not.
Via Zoom.
Is it Zoom?
Yeah, Zoom, in person.
Oh, yeah, Zoom.
Or through calls.
In person, Zoom, or phone.
Correct.
And it's the best counseling service on this side of heaven. And be patient because I'm really, really booked with it, but be patient. We'll get you in as quickly or as soon as possible, all right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment, all right? And don't forget to like these videos. Like these videos and support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, subscribe, and all that. Super chats.
Brother Sonny on kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Church was awesome yesterday. This was Monday. JLP's advice to Mimi was something I needed to hear. He was describing me.
Amazing. Everybody got the same problem because it's the same demon. Situation may be a little different, but it's the same spirit that made a home in you. And it is controlling you. You are possessed, but you think it's you. It's in your body. It's in the mind, but it's not in you. It's in the body. But it's not in you. Let it go. Let it go. Stay with it. Stay with it as far as working on yourself. And check out the fellowship at rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. Amazing.
Eric, Five Coffees, if you care how people feel, you lie to them. If you care how you feel, you lie to yourself.
I rest my case. That's deep. Thank you.
Spanky Spank, Mark. 9:38 to 41, Luke 9:49 to 50. Teacher said, John, We saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me, for whoever is not against us is for us.
Right on.
Reminds me of the Trump picture of him being Jesus.
I rest my case. Somebody got some sense in the world. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony JB, 14 coffees. Very generous. Thank you for signing my copy of Scam. I just got it. That's how the black leadership exploits black America. And reading it now. God bless you, too. I also hope y'all are able to use the sound equipment I sent about a week ago. Love you guys. Have a great week.
Absolutely. Thank you for the sound equipment. We're raising money to upgrade everything. So thank you. We did get it. I told my office to let you know, too, but thank you very much. And enjoy Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. You can get the book at rebuildingtheman.com. Scam. All right? And I will sign it if you like. Thank you for the equipment as well.
Soul Conscious says, Jesse, the Catholics are mad at Trump's Jesus pick. They might as well say, praise be to Allah. Even Jesus said not to worship him.
Right. And not only are they worshiping Jesus, now they worship Jesus' mama. I saw this. I've mentioned this before. I saw this advertisement for, I guess, one of the Jesus movies coming up. And they had Jesus looking Mary in the face, right in the eyes. It's all because of you, mother. I'm like, oh, have mercy. What have they done to poor Jesus? Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Mike Young, hey, Jesse, notice how when Biden was in office, the late Pope Francis was nowhere to be found when Biden let millions of illegal aliens into America. And even the Pope now is completely silent when it comes down to illegal aliens. One is because they're hypocrites, and two, they support it. Now, if Trump was weak and was in supporting reparations for the blacks, then the Pope would be kissing his A.
I rest my case. Thank you, Mike.
Priscilla from Houston. Jesse, baby Jessica Daddy would not be happy with her today because she was arrested for domestic violence. Just wanted to let you know.
I heard about that this morning. Did y'all hear about that? Everybody being arrested for violence. Domestic violence, except baby Jessica's daddy. So according to your Bassin, Jessica.
Your Basin, yeah.
Your Basin, is that a website or something?
Yep.
Oh, read it.
Baby Jessica was arrested following a domestic disturbance. Jessica McClure Morales, widely known as Baby Jessica, from 1987, I guess I was arrested Saturday night following a reported domestic disturbance at her Midland County home. I believe that's Texas.
Yeah.
She had been charged with assault causing bodily injury involving family violence. No news clips available, but there is some headlines. Baby Jessica, now 40 years old, arrested following a domestic disturbance in Texas.
Oh, Lord, not baby Jessica.
Look at her.
That's baby Jessica.
Yeah.
Last time I saw the baby, she was coming out of that well.
Oh, we have pictures from that scene.
Amazing. That's her daddy.
Yep, and her mama.
Wow, and her mama. I don't know about the mama. That's her daddy. There she is coming out of the well.
That's when they promoted the dads.
With her daddy.
It took almost 60 hours, like 57 hours, she fell into her aunt's. It was like a hole, like an 8-inch hole in her aunt's like backyard or something.
There go baby Jessica.
Look, on a baby stretcher.
That was like national news for a long time. Baby Jessica. And now baby Jessica is violent. Baby Jessica, what happened?
They said she was a doting mother. She had like two kids. Married now. Jessica McClure Morales. Sounds like her married name.
Amazing. Well, God bless you, baby. Not baby, Jessica, daddy.
People magazine said that her parents had divorced.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, if the story is true, I wish her well.
Yeah.
She went through a lot. in that well. I wonder if she remembered the well incident.
I don't think so, because she was like 18 months old or something.
Yeah.
And I think he didn't tell her about the situation till later when she was like a little bit more grown as a kid or something.
Oh, okay. Well, God bless baby Jessica.
Thank you, Priscilla from Houston.
Yeah, thanks, Priscilla.
Nice tip. Janine, America First, says, nice shirt, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing. Who gave me the shirt?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Sorry about that. Vanessa gave me this amazing shirt. Thank you, Vanessa, and thank you.
It says, America the Beautiful, We the People, United States of America, American flags, Old West scenes, scrolls, and signatures of like maybe the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, it's an amazing shirt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vanessa. And this is 250-year American celebration.
Coming up, the July 4th will
I'm all over it.
Nice.
Will be the 250, right?
Yeah.
Why, history, my amazing. Thank you.
C-Bill, three coffees. As I recall, Obama had many memes, et cetera, presenting himself as Messiah, and there were no outrage. What the heck? Laughing with tears.
I cannot, but I understand it. Get over the people reacting to the president on a picture with what they think is Jesus' robe on, and they call it blaspheme and blasphemer, and they think they see Jesus. They don't even see Trump. They see Jesus. What the? Talk about living in illusion. Talking about warning flowers is not there. If ever I see a human being, watered flowers not there. We saw that with the Trump reaction to the shirt thing, to the picture. For you don't need to fight for Jesus or God. They're stronger than you. As Jesus allowed them to put him on the cross, whatever is happening, they're okay with that. Stop being mad about nothing. You're on an ego trip. You're very vain. Anybody that think they got to fight for Jesus, you're a vain, egotistical person. What pride, what a prideful person. They fight for Jesus. Fight for the faith, they say. Anyway, thank you, though.
Gregatron, Jesse, the same people who are mad at the Great White Hopes Post are the same people who put JFK and MLK with Jesus. People made those two Christ-like. So what's the problem? Those are the same people who turned Georgia, Florida, into a god. What do you say, Jesse? Do you rest your case?
I rest my case. I rest my case. It's amazing how vain and how arrogant and evil human nature is. Just think about it. You think you need to be upset about Jesus, a picture of Jesus. You don't even really know what Jesus looked like. That may not even be Jesus. And you're upset, and you're mad at somebody else, and you're the one of love, I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron. Bruce, fluoride, this is related to Hake News, is the number one ingredient in rat poison, per Bruce P. on X live stream.
What's that about?
Because I read this headline that says, fluoride is fine. It doesn't mess with your IQ nor your brain function, per some study or whatever. And because the people who say that they put fluoride in the drinking water to close our third eye, which is this gland here, with this gland that is your connection to God with the physical body, something like that.
They're putting that in the water to close that?
To close up your third eye, but
they don't even know about a third eye.
I know. Third eye is devilish anyway. It's new age.
I know. What the?
You don't need it. No, I don't know. But anyway, I don't know if because it fluoride deposits end up messing with your gland over here, supposedly. But they're saying that it doesn't affect brain function. But that may be a trick because this might not necessarily be the brain. I don't know. I'm pointing to the middle of my forehead. That's supposedly where the third eye is or the gland.
What a mess.
And so he says fluoride is the number one ingredient in rat poison, but maybe it's okay for humans. I'm arguing with the conspiracy theorists.
Nice. Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, we'll read some more later. Time. Amazing. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady.
You were just talking about the pineal gland in the third eye, and it's very important.
Hate was saying that, not me.
Okay, well, hate that. The thing is, he is 100% correct, and the fluoride that's been put into our water for almost 75 years now has nothing to do with cleaning your teeth or anything like that. It is to calcify your pineal gland, which is your spiritual connection to Yahweh, who is God. And all the evil people of this world for thousands of years have been altering the pineal gland all due to their sacrificial magic in the church and the black pope and your satanic and your witchcraft rituals that happening. They know, along with sacrificing children, messing with the pineal gland, extracting adrenochrome, using it in rituals, brings back the evil one, who is Lucifer.
Brady, how do you know what you're saying is true?
Because I've been studying this for 20 years.
What?
I've been studying this for 20 years.
But God is not in your penis gland. He's in the heart.
The pineal gland is your spiritual connection to God. It's in your brain. It's called the master gland.
But God is in the heart. He's not in the penis gland.
What the?
Okay, he's in your whole body. Let's just go with that. The connection, though, is a spiritual connection. Just
I know,
like
but water, fluoride in water, whatever they're talking about, I don't know what it means, cannot stop you in any way from finding God, returning to God. Nothing can stop that but you.
It's stopping the electrical connection and the electrical brain waves that come from heaven. We are a electrical circuit.
That cannot be stopped.
Yes, it can. It can be slowed down.
No,
and that's what
it can't
learned.
Be slowed down. All power.
Yes, it can, Jesse.
All
yes,
power.
It can, Jesse.
Hey, Brady. All power and all authority is in Christ, in God alone. Nothing can stop God. You think something can stop God? Some toothpaste?
It can stop your connection. It can slow your connection.
It can't. Nothing.
Well, it's been proven.
So you're saying
that.
So you're saying God is kind of weak, where some fluoride in the water can stop him.
I don't know if it can stop him, but if you're a weak-minded person and you go along with the regime, you keep drinking the tap water, you line up to get the COVID jabs, you go to your Sunday church and you pray to Dagon, that's the problem, Jesse.
I agree with you that we have to take care of ourselves. We shouldn't be drinking all this dirty water and we shouldn't be doing all that. But just for the record, though, they can put all the dirty water they want in the body. But it's not going to stop God at all if you want to return to the Father. Nothing can stop that.
Just like what they did to the people that you kind of like to protect. If you go back for thousands of years, what did they do to the Christians, Jesse? They poisoned the wells, just like they're doing now. They're
but that's
poisoning
because if
the
that
wells.
Happened, that's because human nature is evil, and that has nothing to do with God. But human beings are evil.
If you're dead, how can you have any connection with God on this planet, Jesse? And they know if you're dead, how are you going to do anything Christ-like when you're living? You are eliminated. That's what these people are doing. They're eliminating the Christian faith and the people under Christ. Any way they can do it, from cloud seeding to the aerosol injection of the atmosphere, the chemtrails.
Oh, Brady, I got to run, but thank you, man.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Let me go to Canada and talk to Colin. Colin out of Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Good, good. Jesse, I had a question. I've heard you say before that people can't forgive, only God can forgive.
Right.
But at the same time, you encourage us to forgive our parents.
Right.
So I'm just trying to reconcile both of those. I think I don't know.
Let me answer that first.
Sure.
Forgiveness is when you can admit you're wrong for being angry. You're wrong for being resentful. You're wrong for judging. And so when you realize that I do have this anger, I am angry at my parents, or I'm angry at this person or that, I'm wrong for that. And then you go and say, hey, I'm sorry for being angry at you or judging you or being mad. Then that's what forgiveness is, because in that moment, God forgive you. Human beings does not forgive. That's why God said, forgive as I forgive, meaning stop judging, stop playing God.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. I've heard you say that people can't judge, otherwise they're playing God. So,
right.
Yeah.
And so when you admit that you're playing God, God will forgive you for that.
Got it. Okay, cool.
And then you will stop judging your parents or anyone for any reason, for anything. You just stop because you have understanding, you have love.
Okay. Mainly it's come to, I did forgive my parents, and I do the silent prayer. I'm not perfect. Like, I don't have a perfect track record for the silent prayer. Like, I come and go from it. But, like, all my fear, all my anger was completely gone since I forgave my parents. Like, I don't get stressed about anything.
Right on.
But I have now, I called you last year because I had a baby boy. He's just turned one now, actually. So
your first child was a boy?
Yes.
Alpha male.
My only.
Alpha male.
Yeah. Yeah. But now that I'm, like, he's walking now and he can't really regulate his speed, so he hurts himself a lot. You know, he trips and or hits into things, and now I find, like, my fear or my worry is kind of amped up a bit just out of that. And I'm realizing that, like, there's, like, nothing you can do to, like, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen. You just do what's in front of you. Like, whenever he's fallen, like, I just pick him up and I, you know, like, there is that little bit of a tug in my heart when I see it happen. But then the way I react is, like, you know, I handle it. I handle it pretty well. I stay calm and all that sort of stuff. It's just, I'm that tug in your heart. I haven't felt that in a long time. And now seeing him go through that, like, now I'm starting to feel that quite a bit. So I'm like, and at the same time, you know, I'm having, like, some problems with, like, my best friend. But, you know, I'm just being a doormat, and I'm just staying with it, and I'm navigating it pretty well, right? So I just had a question about forgiveness itself, though. Just I've been getting into these conversations with him and stuff about this kind of stuff, and I don't want to, like, contradict myself when I'm talking, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, don't argue with your best friend about anything, and don't try to prove anything to him. You just be it.
Yeah.
And then when the baby falls like that, would you try to catch that thought? Because the only reason you're feeling the emotion when he falls is that you're not catching the thought. They go, whoa, wow, he's falling. And you're not catching it, so you're allowing those thoughts to fall into emotion. So just be aware of those thoughts, and that will end too.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Jesse. Appreciate it.
All right. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. My bad.
Listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. This is the end of hour two already. Can you believe it? Of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday, the 14th of April, A.D., 2026. And, by the way, the third Thursday of the month, ladies, is coming up in just a couple of days here in Thursday evening, April 16th, 2026, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. So make sure you do join the Women's Forum with Jesse and your fellow woman ladies. Very nice. And nice. JLP will be right back to your calls and more Super Chats. And more great stories is the plan, man. But it is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor, baby. Nice. He's live on Rumble and YouTube right after the Hake Report, Monday through Friday. A little bit later after the Hake Report on Friday because of the fallen state happens right after Hake on Friday. Okay, commie nonsense. No commie nonsense, at least not at the moment. Three contractors were cited for violations in the death of a worker who was building, they were building a detention camp, you know, probably for the immigration situation. On July 21st, 2025, like 6 months ago or more than 6 months ago, the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, degenerates. No, they're kind of hit and miss, we'll say. I'll say. Info from me, not Hake. Info may be false. They cited three subcontractors for safety violations following the death of Hector Gonzalez, with the two Z's, a Z and a Z. Age 38 at Camp East Montana in El Paso, Texas. Contractors were racing to build the massive Camp East Montana detention facility at Fort Bliss, a project that commenced shortly after the Army awarded an initial contract worth up to $1.3 billion. Investigators found companies exposed workers to struck by hazards. Could be struck by something falling off of a forklift or whatever. Don't know. They were unstable loads, failed to certify forklift operators. JMJ Production Services and Fulfillment Personnel Services each settled for $15,000 in February, while Base International contests its $11,585 penalty. Public Citizen researcher Douglas Pasternak authored a report scrutinizing the administration's awarding of contracts to inexperienced firms, warning that things are not likely to improve. Who knows? Department of Homeland Security, DHS, so-called security, replaced the prime contractor acquisition logistics with Amentum Services last month via no-bid contract, while Communities Not Cages organizes nationwide protests because they want the illegals to be free, not caged up for deportation, on April 25th. Degenerate. So that's the news from Ground News out of Texas, the United States. And there was a Camp Mystic official, you know, where they had that flood the other year that killed those girls at that Christian camp or whatever along that river area. Camp Mystic official says that he didn't see the flood warnings issued the day before that storm hit. Camp Mystic director Edward Eastland, according to Ground News, testified he did not see federal and state flood warnings issued before the 2025 storm that killed 27 campers and counselors along the Guadalupe River. Terrible. What a mess. And Hassan Piker, I don't know if this is news, but he was on The Fallen State with Jesse Lee Peterson some years back. They called him Woke Bay at that point, a Twitch streamer, degenerate. He branded the Republican Party as the biggest terror group on Earth. I don't know why it's news, but okay, I thought it's noteworthy to mention since some of you guys know who he is. Hassan with one S, not to be confused with our Hassan, also known as Haas, who works with Ye sometimes. Anyway, there was a suspect in an attack. And there's all kinds of stuff going on in the world. I'll tell you about it later, maybe. I'm James Hake, JLP. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: are you a messenger of love or hate? Are you a messenger of love or hate? Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Nick, I don't understand how that relates to the biblical question.
Well, it's Tony Soprano, Jesse. Where do we even start?
I know, but how does that relate to, are you a messenger of love or hate?
Look at him. He's like, sometimes you can't tell. Is Tony like being a messenger of love or hate, you know? He looks pretty mad sometimes.
Anybody
but also,
you hate? Because I'm black. I'm slow, so I may be missing it.
You got to bring in your producer because he's the one who picked this video. But yes, it's okay, whatever. It's no big deal. It's marginally related.
Okay.
Loosely related.
I'm not getting it, but okay. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just would love to still listen to the show live, you can. Podcast and then listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, last hour of the show, and every Tuesday is my favorite, one of my favorite, because it reminded me of the good old days when America was America, when country music was country music.
Bring
Amazing.
Back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Luke.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. What a mess. Get off the battlefield. Lay your weapons down. Become independent. Become independent. Independent. You don't need anyone or anything to identify with you. You don't need a fanfare. You don't need anyone. Why don't you become one? Stop being so divided. You don't need anyone to agree with you or disagree. Why don't you become whole and become one? If you become whole and become one, which both are saying, you could go to the wedding party and have a ball. You can go to the wedding party as Christ went to the party. Remember, Christ went to the wedding and he had a good time. You can enjoy, you can have fun and still be you, be free, be one. And the party won't get in you. It won't be in you. It'll be outside of you. You can have fun, but you got to be whole. You got to be one and not divided. Leave the battleground. Lay your weapons down. There's nothing to fight for at all. Really, there's nothing to fight for. You don't need to be joining teams. You don't need allies. Everybody and their mama want an ally, except baby Jessica's daddy. Why do you need an ally? Think about that. What's wrong with you? You don't need allies. Why can't you stand alone and be one and be whole? You can if you wanted to. You don't want to. That's why you don't do it. You came in this world alone, by yourself. You ought to leave this world by yourself. So why not get rid of all your little allies and be you? Not this fake you. You don't have to be you anymore. Not that one. But be free. You don't need allies. Stop looking for them. Stop joining groups and fighting a senseless battle. And then you go home and cry at night. They tell you how great. They pat you on the back. Wow, you were so great. You went into that crowd. You went into the ICE, anti-ICE movement. You got beat up. Oh, I'm so proud of you. And then you can't wait to go back to get beat up again so that they can say how proud they are of you. And then you go home and you cry. Both sides are losing. Nobody is winning. Look around the earth. You see, nobody is winning. Everybody mad. Everybody got something to say about something. And no one is winning. Let your allies go. Stand alone. And the whole world, the universe, is with you. The universe is with you. Your world, your universe is inside of you, in here, in the heart. In the heart. I want to give you one other quick example, then I go back to the calls here, of an insane asylum. And why we really need to bring the building of insane asylums back so you can put these people away. But the insane asylum is in you. It's in your mind. All thoughts are all lies all the time. That brings on these insane emotions. And those emotions make you do wrong. They have you like a puppet on a string. They pull the string and you jump into it. Isn't that amazing? You are not in control. You do not have a free will. If you have a free will, never think again a negative thought. Never get angry again. Never judge yourself or anyone else again. Never have fear again. Let me see your little free will. Stop thinking with your free will. Another example of the insane asylum. This is from today. A Texas man is now in custody and is being charged with attempted murder after allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail. What the? A Molly cocktail at someone's home. Watch this from ABC News.
Tonight, just in here, charges we're learning of after that alarming incident at the home of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, a leader in artificial intelligence. A suspect accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail at the home is now charged with attempted murder tonight. Here's Trevor Ault.
Tonight, new details as authorities investigate a pair of alarming incidents at the San Francisco home of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. Daniel Alejandro Moreno Gama with attempted murder. The newly unsealed surveillance images appear to show him throwing a Molotov cocktail over Altman's front gate early Friday morning. The Justice Department says the suspect then traveled to OpenAI headquarters with kerosene in his backpack. Images appear to show him striking the glass doors with a chair. Today, authorities searching the suspect's Texas home.
Late Friday, Sam Altman posted this image of his family, saying, "I'm sharing a photo in the hopes that it might dissuade the next person from throwing a Molotov cocktail at our house."
Molotov cocktail. What the? Insane. That's the same spirit that causes you to judge yourself, to feel guilty, to worry. It's the same spirit. It's the same thing. It's same as saying insane asylum. It's inside of you. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. Why don't you walk out and be free? Less than 48 hours after the firebomb incident, law enforcement responded to another incident at the residence involving a shooting. Watch this from ABC News. At the same location.
But less than 48 hours later, authorities were called to the house again.
A Honda sedan drove past this residence. Sounds like possibly one shot was fired.
Law enforcement sources tell ABC News they believe Altman's home was targeted in that shooting. Police arresting 25-year-old Amanda Tom and 23-year-old Muhammad Tariq Hussein.
And David, as for that firebombing suspect now charged with attempted murder, investigators say they're looking into his mental health, and they also claim they found a document he had expressing an interest in killing AI executives.
Amazing, huh? Every human being with anger is mentally ill. You are. Anyone that has anger or resentment is mentally ill. But you don't have to be you any longer. You can overcome. Jaime out of Minnesota. Jaime, you are on the air. Hey, Jaime.
Yep.
You are on the air.
How's your little show doing?
All this well.
That's good.
How's
I
your
wanna...
little show? How's your little business? Amazing. Go ahead.
That's right. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about that Trump picture of him as a doctor.
Right on.
I listened to a little speech or a little press conference he had. He said, "Yeah, I just thought of myself as a doctor. I don't know what these other people are talking about, you know, with the Jesus." So he saw it one way. Everyone else saw it a different way.
Yeah, we played that soundbite where he said he saw himself as a doctor, but... That's the point I'm trying to make to everybody else that saw the picture. Immediately, they saw Jesus in their own mind, and in their mind, they're thinking that's what Trump was thinking, and they were reacting, attacking him, calling him names and everything. I'm like, what the? And then they find out that, well, he thought he was a doctor, and I bet you those same people don't even believe what the president is saying the way he saw it.
Right. And we all tell on ourselves, you know, when we tell each other what we're seeing, that's what's in our hearts. You know?
Yes.
When I saw the picture, I thought, wow, that's a cool picture. It's kind of funny. It's neat. And I moved on. And a lot of people are asking, oh, well, what if the other side had a picture that depicted him that way? I remember Biden with the red eyes and the dark kind of look. They called it Dark Brandon. I thought that picture was cool, of Joe Biden.
I don't remember that.
It's just a cool picture. Yeah, they're just memes, and they're funny, and they're just meant to be whatever. But a lot of people are angry, and they have evil in their heart and craziness.
It's amazing how they love, because of their own unhappiness, they love judging others so that they can feel what they think is feeling better about themselves, and it's just not happening. I appreciate that, Jaime. Thank you.
if I could say a thing about some people are saying, I didn't vote for this, I didn't vote for this Iran deal. Well, when I, the inauguration speech where Trump said, I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. That's the guy I voted for.
Right on.
Because he's going to win.
Thank you, and Mr. President. Absolutely, man.
People don't know what winning looks like. I don't know what winning looks like for a country, but that guy does.
Yeah.
And I know it when I see it. When I see winning, I know it. When Biden let all that Afghanistan evacuation go to crap, I saw that, and that was losing. I knew that was losing.
Absolutely, man. Wow, that's a good point. And the people were not as upset about that as they are or pretending to be with the Great White Hope dealing with Iran right now. It's a mess.
Yeah, we don't live in a sane country.
Yeah,
this is a very crazy country where a guy can win presidency and nobody has his back. You have a lot of people that hate America.
But a lot of people do. The media gives this impression that a lot of people are turning on the brother, but it's not true. Some are, of course, but most are not.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
So we can't believe the media. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too now. Okay. 888-77. Just, I want to show you, because of time, more insanity. And how evil is ruling the world through human beings. If human beings did not go along with evil, we'd have peace on earth. Evil is working through people. It's in the people. It's in the person. And the person is bringing out what's in them. And it imposes it on you if you allow it to happen. ABC 7. Large crowd of young people were seen gathering and running through the Navy Yard area of D.C. on Saturday night. Watch this from ABC 7.
This area has been a juvenile curfew zone all weekend, prohibiting kids from gathering in groups of nine or more starting at 8 p.m. But that didn't stop groups of them last night.
The kids just come out of nowhere.
Elisa D'Souza was out to dinner last night when she saw this.
It's scary to see just a group of people congregating and screaming.
Starting around 9:30, she says around 100 kids gathered. Some were fighting and roughhousing, others yelling.
Kind of not obeying the laws or the street signs. And lights were green and they were tossing each other basically under the cars here at this crosswalk.
Police came. The crowds dispersed. No one was arrested. Around the same time, about half a mile away at the waterfront platform, Metro Transit police arrested four minors, one of them accused of assaulting a police officer, among other charges. The other three arrested for disorderly affray. In other words, for fighting. That area was not a juvenile curfew zone. And we don't know if those kids were part of the crowd from Navy Yard.
Amazing, huh? Now do you see why they defunded the police? They knew what they were doing. They want this. They want this. Now do you see why they keeping an illusion of a white and blacks fighting each other? They want this. They want you angry. They don't want you raising your own children. They want chaos. They want confusion. This is how they stay in power. What perceived power, but this is how they do it. And wealth. And you refuse to leave the battlefield. A local Navy Yard want legislation for juvenile curfew. They want it for juvenile curfew zones to be passed. But according to this report, at least one of the female city council members are against it. Watch this from ABC 7.
Elisa wants the emergency legislation for juvenile curfew zones to be extended. That legislation allows the police chief to set earlier juvenile curfew hours in targeted areas. It expires Wednesday, and the council isn't voting on whether to extend it until the 21st, after previously postponing the vote. Councilmember Brienne Nadeau is among the council members against it.
I think it's not about placing blame here. We can all be doing more, so the district can be offering more programs. We can be offering more support to parents.
Elisa feels parents should be held more accountable, but agrees the district can be doing more programs, figuring out more ways to engage kids to turn to safe activities, because she says the curfew only goes so far.
At the end of the day, I just feel like it's just a curfew. It's just there. We all know it's there, but it's still attracting these kids. And when the curfew's there, it's not like we know like nothing is going to happen.
I recently spoke with the council chairman, and he told me that while the council is set to vote on juvenile curfew zones next week, there is always the chance that the vote gets postponed once again. That legislation has the council chairman's backing and the mayor's backing as well.
And when you see those young people out there doing all this, you're looking at their parents. They're what their parents are. Their parents are out of control. And the children are like the parent. You become like what you hate. The children are not getting any love from their parents. And this is what you see. And then they defund the police so that they can be out of control. And they say, oh, we need more programs. How about let the parents raise their own children and cut out the programs? In the good old days, they didn't have programs. They had parents, a daddy, and a mother. That's gone now. They replaced the daddy with a program. And this is what you're getting. According to the New York Post, four teenagers were charged with disobedient conduct over the weekend after a crowd mob swarmed Washington, D.C. Navy Yard. Four was arrested, according to the report, were charged at least. And one more. You think that's bad? This is hell on earth, but it's inside human beings. Fox 11, at least four people were hurt after a shooting broke out during a street takeover in the city of Rosemead. That's in Los Angeles. Watch this from Fox 11.
Yeah, Susan, a very intense morning here in Rosemead. That street takeover and gunshots. Take a look at this intersection where it all happened. All that burned rubber. A lot of this caught on camera. The latest street takeover in L.A. County ending with gunfire. Hundreds sprinting for cover at 2 a.m. Sunday morning in Rosemead as bullets ripped through the darkness. Four people shot, all expected to survive.
It's disturbing. It's loud. You know, and then now they're shooting. It's ridiculous.
A neighbor near Del Mar and Garvey, too afraid to show her face on camera, says the noise and gunfire woke up her family.
What do you think about having this happen so close to home?
I'm moving.
Really?
Definitely. I just saw the police car, block.
Nearby workers stunned as authorities checked businesses for surveillance video and clues. This happened in Rosemead, about 10 miles from downtown L.A., where another street takeover recently also turned violent. Last month, crowds smashed windows and stormed into a luxury apartment building. Steps from Crypto.com Arena, one person stabbed.
Amazing. It's amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. And it's got to get worse. But you can be fine if you leave the battlefield of your mind and out here taking sides and joining groups and fighting against one another. You're not going to win. No one win. If you notice, nobody's winning on either side. They're just fighting, and then they get old, a new generation come along and fight too. And the fight continues. I saw where they're having a union dispute in Los Angeles, the teachers union, I believe it's Los Angeles, and the teachers talking about going on strike if they don't get what they want, demanding something, right? Because the union told them they should. And then they had the children at school protesting in support of the teacher union. I'm like, what parent would let their children protest like that? Let the school just use the children for their own personal gain. And the kids are not being educated anyway, especially in the public school of L.A. or of California. Karen Bass, go home and raise some money for the homeless. Take out a tax dollar. Continue to build the homeless house and then pretend like you're doing a great job. Hold a press conference with a false grin and act like you're doing a press conference. I mean, you're doing something good. Karen Bass announced a major crackdown on March 10th, 2026. Watch this, Fox 11. What a waste.
And if you start mayhem, you will be arrested.
Oh, Lord.
We have zero tolerance for breaking windows and running amok.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass condemning that incident downtown, calling for increased patrols and enforcement.
Go, 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 go.
And now this latest takeover outside city limits, but still sparking outrage. L.A. mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt tweeting if he's elected, every person in this video will be in an orange jumpsuit, filling potholes, picking up trash, and polishing L.A. sidewalks. How do we get these to slow down or stop?
It's just getting the community callers out before it starts building up to a larger crowd where we can't really control it with a few deputies.
With a few deputies. How about hearing Karen Bass make her hire some hard police, bring back the police? Instead of financing the homeless homes, why not finance the police? Karen ain't going to do nothing. Ain't going to do nothing if you're black. She's not going to do anything if you're white. But she got to take care of the homeless and pretend to be a mayor. It's only gonna get worse. I'm being told that someone in the comments said, back in the 80s and 90s, police would break this up in 5 minutes. Absolutely. Where is Daryl Gates when you need him? He was a tough police. I might, unless I can remember, say that he was the best police chief this state has ever had. Daryl Gates, where are you? Bring back Daryl Gates to L.A. Bring back Chief Daryl Gates to L.A. We need you now, Mr. Gates. If ever we needed a tough police department, we need it now. Remember him, Gates?
Remember him.
You don't remember Chief Daryl Gates?
I remember him only from what you mentioned about him.
He was tough.
White man.
White. And no wonder. The treasure chest is now open on Scratch Off.
Scratch Off's on DLive. I mean, on Pill.net. Lord, we can't get it straight.
Scratch Off on Pill.net. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats right after this break. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. The guy with the good hair, he white, and he's on fire. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. You think Donald Trump is tough and full of energy? And could be a doctor, and he is a doctor, making America well again. The anchor baby got the other energy left over that God gave him. You can call him the Dr. Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you have not heard the Anchor Baby show, you're missing it. From 11 to one. Check it out. And then the ladies forum this Thursday at 7 p.m. We're going all the way up to the 50th floor, ladies. And the ladies are working on themselves like I've never seen before. And it's amazing. Overcoming evil with good. They are recognizing and they're becoming one. They're becoming whole. And still divide it. At 7 p.m., the ladies' forum. And don't forget to support us. We need your support to keep doing this work. As you're being helped, thank you for helping us to help others. Go to donate. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or you can mail it in, check a money order out to Bond. Make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and mail it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 90035. Or you should scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code. It's a 501c3. It's not probably get some of your money back at the end of the year. And, or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? Amazing. I want to show you one other quick thing. I've told you over and over again, the most hated species on earth are men. Men are hated. And now they really hate the white man because if it wasn't for the white man, there would be no America. And they'll try desperately to get rid of him. You heard, some of you may have heard that little congressman or whatever he is that went, I guess he must have gone to outer space at once on a spaceship. And I saw him on one of the TV shows commented on the one that on the spaceship that's just returned. And he says something like, I don't have his exact words. We'll have that for you tomorrow. But he says something like, he doesn't want to see, or we shouldn't have to be dealing with a spaceship with all white men. Something like that. I'm like, what in the world is wrong with you? And he white. But we'll have that soundbite so I can have it, let you hear to be clear about it. They hate white people, and especially white men. Fox News is reporting the so-called MSNBC host, well, they don't say so, I say that part. MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell said, on the last word with Lawrence O'Donnell, that War Secretary Pete Hegseth used the phrase, we leave no man behind. Well, apparently he doesn't like that phrase anymore. Watch this from X.
And they humiliated Donald Trump by proving him wrong, by shooting down his planes, shooting down two of his planes. The pilot of that plane was rescued within hours of the shootdown. The still unnamed, seriously injured colonel. They did lose two rescue planes worth $100 million each that they had to leave behind in Iran and destroy as they were leaving. And today, at the White House, that brilliant rescue was described by the Secretary of Defense and by General Dan Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as a long-standing American military rule of never leaving anyone behind.
We leave no man behind.
That is, of course, the old-school version of the idea back when only men flew American military planes. General Dan Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, put it this way.
We leave no one behind.
The general knows, unlike Pete Hegseth, that that could have been a woman they were trying to rescue, and it might be a woman the next time.
Well, beta, huh? No man. It mean woman too, man. What's wrong with you? They want to get away with the word. He sound like, and I could be wrong, no man, they want to leave that out. And use no person. What a mess. Let me go to South Carolina and talk to Cameron out of South Carolina. Cameron, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Hey, I'm just sitting here thinking. So my dad, my brother, and I are coming out to California, to L.A. on next month, on the 28th. Yeah, I was just watching your show this morning. Is it even safe to come out there?
It is. You have to watch your back, but you'll be fine.
Yeah, because I was just wondering. So is church welcome to anybody? They're down there at your studio, or where is it at down there?
All are invited, and it's open to all people, all races, all the time. So, yes.
Right. Okay, cool. And one last thing. That shirt you got on is amazing.
Amazing. I love this shirt. What's her name? Vanessa gave me this shirt from church. Thank you, Vanessa. It's an amazing shirt. Thank you, man.
And the only problem is with L.A. is because, like, in Atlanta and stuff, like North Georgia, where I'm from, I got a lot of family in Atlanta. You know, we can carry. When we go to town and there's madness, we can carry our guns. The problem is when you fly to L.A. to see your family out there, you can't do the same.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's really, we're not used to that. We got to get you back down here, Jesse. It's unsafe out there for you.
It's a mess. But I love L.A. It's a mess. Though.
I know. Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, 10 years ago when I went, it was beautiful. I mean, I loved it to see it. I had never seen it, you know.
When I first came here in 1968, 18 years old, California was the most beautiful place I ever seen.
I bet it was. Because my grandmother in Atlanta says that Atlanta was a beautiful, I mean, it was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
There was no drama. There was no drama because we're from Atlanta. My whole family's from Atlanta. I got some family on some side in California, and it's just a mess.
I mean, beautiful weather, clean streets, opportunities everywhere, palm trees. It was just beautiful homes. I never imagined for 1 minute that it didn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, atheist or whatever. I never imagined that human beings would deliberately destroy such beauty as Los Angeles was.
Yep.
And I do remember Atlanta being beautiful, too, when white people were in control. When I was in high school, we used to go up to Atlanta for the summer sometimes. And it was beautiful in Atlanta. As a matter of fact, I thought I was going to live in Atlanta until I came to L.A. I was going to live in Atlanta. I've heard you say that before. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before.
But when the
blacks it's just really a sad thing. Yeah.
When the blacks took over Atlanta, Georgia, it went to hell really fast.
Mm-hmm. So I hear. So I hear, my friend.
What a mess.
But all right.
Thank you, Cameron.
Maybe I'll be
looking
to see you at church. All right, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
See ya.
Tori is out of California. Tori, you are on the air. Is it Tori?
Hello. Hello, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Tori. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Yeah, that's all I have. Is this better? Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Speak right into it. Yes, just don't move away.
Yeah, I wanted to call and talk to you about the silent prayer.
Okay.
But before I do that, I wanted to let you know that James has said I'm a friend of the Hake Show.
Hake said that?
Yeah, and I just wanted to make you jealous and force you into saying that I'm a friend of your show, too.
Well, you have one friend if you have Hake, but yes, you are a friend of this show. You're welcome anytime.
Okay. Thank you. I've got an identity now. It's huge.
Amazing.
So I've been doing the silent prayer. Yes. I'm going through the McDonald's drive-thru. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm done. I've been doing the silent prayer, and I've been struggling, Jesse.
In what way are you struggling?
I'm making progress, but I'm sure. My mind races so much during that thing. I've been doing it for a couple weeks now. I broke some ground this morning.
Right on.
I felt like, I calmed down and relaxed. So I made a little bit of progress. But I was talking, you know, I go on.
Do you have a question for me about it?
I told my pastor here locally about it. And he says, oh, yeah, the Bible, he never suggested it or mentioned it. But he said, yeah, the Bible says, you know, be still with the Lord.
Yeah.
And so.
But when you do it, Tori, do not struggle with, you let go and not struggle. That's why you're being still, is that you're allowing the truth to catch up with you by being still. So when you're still and you see those thoughts, and they've always been there, they've always been hundreds and hundreds and thousands of thoughts, but you just were not aware of them. And so now you're becoming aware that they're there. And when you're aware that they're there, you're being set apart, separated from them. And if you stay with it, you're going to discover that you are not those thoughts. They were never yours. They've always been lies, and you have been believing in them. So don't struggle with that when you be still. You just become aware of that. Just watch those thoughts, like watching a movie or something, and do nothing about it, and they are being taken away from you.
Yeah, when I at night, my mind races on to what I need to do for the next day for my business. And in the morning, my mind races for what I need to do for today for the business. But today and last night, I made a little progress, so it was good. But I have a question.
And if you stay with it, if you stay with that, it will get clearer and clearer and clearer for you. Just don't give up. I recommend you not giving up. And then during the day, when you're out and about, and if you find yourself lost in your thoughts, and those thoughts, just come back to be present, be aware of your body or something that's in the present, and it's going to get easier and easier and easier for you.
I wanted to ask you about, you've mentioned something before where, to me and then in your shows about, like, praying for things or praying for health or praying for anything that's outside of the silent prayer, saying that that's, you know, you're praying to the devil and he keeps giving you those things to make you think that it's God's work. So is that true for everything? So outside of the silent prayer, you don't recommend we pray at all? Or
I mean, if you want to do it, you want to do it fine, but you don't have to because you don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. And what you don't know, and you will know if you stay with it, that all of your needs are already done. They're already met, but you don't know that because you're divided. You're separated from God in your mind. But you don't know that if you stay present, that automatically what is done in heaven will be done on earth through you. You and heaven will become one. But the devil, okay, you ask the devil for some money or something, he will give it to you to deceive you, to make you think it's coming from God.
So, like, at our, I go to church 2 times a week, and then they do a lot of prayer requests, and they pray for people's health, they pray for people's financial situations, they pray for all kinds of different things. So that's all praying to the devil?
Yes. They all pray to the devil, and then those people are doing it just because the preacher said it, and the preacher have them doing it. And I don't know your particular church, but I'm telling you the operation of the church. They have you doing it because they need you to keep coming back so they can collect money from you and so they can feel good about themselves, and that is evil. They have you worshiping the devil. And if you notice, those people that are in that church and follow that preacher, their hearts never change from hate to love. They as soon as those prayers are over, they start judging one another. They be afraid. They are lonely. They start fighting. They go home and cry. Hello. How
yeah, I'm
is
here.
You? I'm in California.
I'm just digesting that because
God has nothing to do with religion at all. It's only of the devil. Religion is evil, and the rulers of religions are evil people.
Yeah, I've known this all my life.
Yep, absolutely. That's why religion doesn't work, because it's of evil and not of God. There's no love in religion at all. It's only use.
So what's your church format like?
You should where are you in LA?
I'm 3 hours away. The problem, I would actually come down, but the problem is you know, your Thursday and your Sunday are big business days for me. That's just
impossible. Watch it online. You can watch it live or you can podcast at rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. And you can see it for yourself.
Oh, now that I think of it, I've watched them. It's more of a discussion forum where people talk about stuff like this and other things.
It's a fellowship. It's a true fellowship. It's the real deal.
Okay. Well,
Tori,
all that aside, the key today for me is that I'm a friend of the show, Jesse. So,
you are a friend indeed.
Not a fiend.
That's right.
A friend.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy. Call me again.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, bye now. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Wake up, call 911. It's funny Catholics judge you for comparing yourself to Trump to Jesus, yet say saints are untouchable and must be revered. What the clown emoji, purple devil emoji, mind blown, hair pick, and the biblical question.
They love the saints. And they think these people are saints just because somebody said they were saints. What the? And you're neither saint nor a sinner. That's amazing to me. Are you a messenger of love or a hate?
I'm neither. That says Wake Up Call 911.
Thank you, Wake Up Call. I put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Appreciate it.
Anthony L. 100 sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L. Appreciate it.
Matt, 3 coffees. Answer to the biblical question.
Are you a messenger of love or of hate?
I'm a messenger of hate. Hake news, not the fake news. Hake is live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time.
That's right. The guy with the good hair? E. White. Thank you.
Anthony L. Baby Jessica wishing she had a time machine.
Everybody, according to the story, domestic abusing, except baby Jessica's daddy. What the?
Gregatron, this is why I keep swords in house for the doorbell guy.
I'm telling you, if ever we needed the Second Amendment back, we need to bring that back for sure. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble. Hey, y'all. Wife was upset about Trump's Jesus post, and she expected me to agree. She got mad when I laughed and said it's no big deal. I told her, you know what's real blasphemy? No dinner yet. Laughing face. God bless.
I rest my case. That was so silly when people overreact to a sign, a picture on the wall. That is mind-blowing. And they were, like, really hurt by it. All ego, all vanity, all vain. Amazing. Thank you.
Trump holding up a mirror to y'all.
I'm telling you.
Flappy Jesse Lee Peterson, someone who responds or reacts with fakeness. Is it with love or with hate or neither?
Amazing. I'll respond on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Oh, interesting. That's too close to the biblical question.
Yeah.
Flappy on pill.
You got to get up early in the morning.
Trying to trick Jesse to answer the BQ. Charles, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, are you sure your little coon producer doesn't attend No King rallies? Because he sounds anti-Trump to me. And Savannah Hernandez was assaulted for doing her job. She wasn't just a devil fighting at that protest, so I respectfully disagree with you on that take.
Uh-uh. Savannah was there for ego reason. That's the only reason. She ain't winning nothing. It's just two devils fighting. And she put her life online like that for all for the thrill of it. Really? Oh, I was out there. I have a right to be out there. On the TV show, she was carrying on.
Maybe she got some money out of the views.
All for the thrill of it. Two devils fighting. There was nothing good about that. There's nothing to fight for. There's nothing to fight for. Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
On Pilled.net, veteran-owned platform, Jesse Lee Peterson, Sean Joe gifted the cookie. Very nice.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Red Gun gifted the can and passed a Chatelet, 217 gold pills. Amazing Country and Western Thursday. Love the coonin. Here's some pills for the scratching stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. To both, there were two people there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So who was the other one?
Sean Joe and Pastor. Red Gun. Red, okay. We already said Sean.
Pastor, all right. Thank you. Pastor Chatelet. Amazing.
That's right well. On. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. And you know what else is amazing? 3 hours are gone just like that. What? Listen, folks. Leave the battlefield. No more fighting. Stop being tough. You were not created to be tough. You were created to live. You were created to be of the Father. And the Father will fight your battle for you. Get off the battlefield. No one is winning. If you want to win, lay down your weapon. Stop fighting with yourself or anyone. Forgive. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer and stay present. You and God will be one. One. Amazing. The hate report is coming now. The hate report. And after that, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. right after the hate report. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour at Black Excellence. Amazing. Thank you all. And to the caller, I'm just totally, I tried to get to everyone and their mama. Take care. Call me again.
Seen while we stand up and get back to the way we were designed to be. Stand up, stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. Silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse, and so I want to thank you so much, and ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.